Good morning, everybody. It is March 18th, the day after, I'm sure, was a very quiet St. Paddy's Day yesterday. All the bars being closed and restaurants and all that, but that's okay. Be glad you're still healthy, and I hope you stay that way and alive, and that's what they're trying to do. So happy St. Paddy's Day anyway. It's Wednesday, the March 18th, and we're right in the middle of this first week of the COVID crisis. Our shows this week are obviously concentrating on that, probably next week too, and I might add the week after, all about the resources that are available to you and the help that you might need. Yesterday we did a show with COSIN, the consortium. Oh, by the way, I'm Larry Jacobs. I forgot to mention that. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Yesterday we did a show with COSIN, the consortium of school networking. They were helping ed tech directors, okay, list their priorities and all that sort of thing. And you're not alone out there. Please tap into COSIN and all their resources at COSIN.org. Today we're going to talk about learning communities, okay, et cetera, and managing the continuity of education during this COVID-19 emergency, okay? And I'm going to get to that show in 1 second. I want to tell you that We do a magazine, and it's an online journal, and it's called Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity, AC&E. It's online. It's at ace-ed.org. The new issue of the magazine will be out later today up on site, and you can flip through it, but I want to make the point. We are the only ones focusing on equity and accessibility, and that's what this crisis is going to be all about in terms of education, because the schools are closed. And now we have to have what I'll call distance or online electronic learning, okay? The teachers have to get used to it, etc. So please, it's about accessibility and broadband, okay, and the equity of learning so that kids, there's a lot of kids don't even have devices, okay? We have to make sure they can connect in for their learning. All right, they're stuck at home just like we are, and I might add the teachers are stuck at home too with their kids suddenly. Okay, so they're working hard, but don't expect miracles in them to put their priorities in order. They'll get all this together. We will all get all this together. The companies, and again, it's ace-ed.org for the magazine. Please check it out later today. We are going to be promoting our website, okay, as well, which surrounds the magazine and will keep you updated with all kinds of news and events as need be from all the companies out there, starting with today's show, as you'll see in a second. All right, but please, it's ace-ed.org. All right, now, today's show, I have the wonderful opportunity to have my good friend Stephen Wakefield, who I talk to all the time, but he never comes on the show. Okay, and he's my buddy. He's the Vice President of Public Affairs at Discovery Education. And with him, okay, is Janita Demian, who's the Senior Director of Learning Communities and Instructional Content, all right, at Discovery Education. I want to make sure, and they're going to talk about this, everybody's stepping up to the plate. You know, we can't do everything the first week, okay, but everybody's stepping up to the plate, especially my good friends at Discovery, okay. They're pretty strong, okay, in educational technology, online content, et cetera. So let's talk about what they're doing. And normally I'm ladies first, but even with the COVID crisis brought it about, Stephen, welcome to the show. You're never on. You're never on with me.
Great to be on the show today, Larry. I know. It's a rare time where I'm stepping out from behind the scenes and actually participating in an interview, and it's great to be here with you. You and I go back years. And
yes,
excited to be on the show. I think this is the first time I've ever been on your show. So
it is.
I'm glad to be here.
It's actually like I feel like the Wizard of Oz has stepped out from behind the curtain. Okay, it's unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Let's not go that far. I'm just doing my part.
And now I would like to introduce the rose amongst the thorns. You and I, Janita. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks so much for having us. I'm thrilled to be here.
Believe me, it's my pleasure, and I want you to understand, you know, we talk about all this, and we're all in business, so to speak, you know, the business of education, the business side, okay? We call on school districts, we get information out there. Now it's beyond that, Okay. All of a sudden,
right.
What we do is an emergency. This is really, really important.
That's, right.
That's
yep.
why we decided to do this show. I mean, you know, business is one thing, and emergency is another. And again, it's going to take some
That's
time
right.
to settle in. Okay. Stephen, do you want to just start it off and just start us off?
Sure.
Stephen's the VP
sure.
of Public Affairs, by the way, okay, at Discovery Education.
Thanks,
Stephen
Larry.
Wakefield, everybody.
That.
Go, buddy. Talk.
I do appreciate that, Larry. Yeah, I mean, I'm just proud to be with an organization with so many talented people, so many passionate people, so many folks who have transitioned from being educators in the classroom, like Janita, to educators at Discovery Education. And, you know, when this crisis began to really make itself apparent a few weeks ago, my boss, Scott Kinney, and some of the other great folks at Discovery Education stepped up and they said, what can we do? How can we help? So essentially what we've done, and you can find this at www.discoveryeducation.com/coronavirus-response/. I'll say that one more, www.discoveryeducation.com/coronavirus/response/. What we've done is really we've created a three-prong response. Number one, we've created a special channel within Discovery Education Experience, I think Discovery Education Experience, which is formerly Discovery Education Streaming, is among the most widely distributed digital content services in schools today. Within Discovery Education Experience, we've created a special channel called the Viruses and Outbreak Channel. And I want to give a shout out to Robin Porter at Discovery Education and her tremendous team for putting this, you know, they worked, 48 hours straight putting together a special digital content channel that helps educators discuss the coronavirus outbreak with students. I mean, they really have done a fantastic job, and they're updating that channel daily. That's the first part. The second part is we've worked with our content partners to make that channel available to the communities our partner school systems serve so that parents, caregivers, and other adults have the same access to the materials children are being taught in school. So, you know, we heard from some of our partners, hey, this is such great content. We want to share this with our communities because for a while there was not a lot of information out there. So, you know, what you can do is and go to this webpage. There is a little form there. Fill that form out, return it to us, and we'll work with you to give you access. And then the most important thing, Larry, is that for U.S. schools and school systems that are currently not using Discovery Education resources but are experiencing closures due to the coronavirus.
Sure.
And let's face it, that's most schools right now.
That's everybody.
We're offering we're offering free access to Discovery Education Experience through the remainder of the school year.
Great.
So,
great.
You know,
great.
You can, principals, superintendents in affected schools, go to discoveryeducation.com/coronavirus-response/. Go to that website. There's a really brief form, fill that out. We'll get you provisioned. We'll get you set up to be using Discovery Education Experience.
It's really cool. Let me say that website again, if I may, discoveryeducation.com/coronavirus-response/. discoveryeducation.com/coronavirus-response/. Okay?
That's right.
And
that's right.
That will take care of everything. This is great stuff. Let me ask you one other thing, Stephen, and I don't even know how you guys actually are connected. You're Discovery Education. Of course, we have the Discovery Channel on television. Okay?
Sure.
Have those two combined at all to get through this? I'm sure you are combined already, but you know what I mean in terms of specifics.
Yeah, Discovery Channel. They're doing our good friends and partners over at Discovery Communication, Discovery Inc. Excuse me, the parent company of Discovery Channel. They've got a variety of great programs that they're working on right now regarding student hunger, and you know, they've created, I believe, some resources. Shows that are addressing this on some of their channels.
That's what I'm thinking.
So yeah, absolutely. We're working real closely.
I'm sure you are, and I just wanted to do this. Okay, thank you, Stephen. That's great stuff. Okay, and I'm so glad you guys are doing this. I knew you would. You're stepping up to the plate. All right? And, you know, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say this all week. For years, school districts have states or whatever, a lot of have put off getting full access to everybody, okay? And we've talked about this equity crisis in schools long before the COVID crisis, and we're always kicking it down the can, okay? Now, think about this for a second, what Discovery just said, okay? Some school districts could not afford, let's face it, all this. Now, Discovery has stepped to the plate, okay, and opened up all the things they have to everybody who needs it. Okay, that's accessibility, that's access, and that's equity. And congratulations, Stephen. That's great. Would you tell everybody?
Well, thank
you.
Thank you.
I really mean this. Okay, everybody's kicking
the
can
that.
Down the road. Okay, and that has to stop. Or we're going to pay we're going to pay the price for this right now. Okay, so God bless you,
look,
man. You guys for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay,
and we're not looking for credit or you know, we're just doing the right thing and supporting educators at this time. Well,
you
thank
are
you.
Doing
we
the right thing.
That.
Thank you for saying that. I know that this is coming from my heart and my voice, not yours. Okay, so it's I really mean that. It's just great stuff. Okay, this is what it's all about, right, Janita? Right.
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, just tell everybody what you do. You're the senior director. Let's get this part done. Senior director of learning community. This is a lot, it seems to me. It's like you're the queen of the world. You're like on the front of the Titanic the day before it sinks here. What's going on? Learning community. You're the queen.
Yeah.
I'm the king of the world.
Yeah.
Learning communities and instructional content. What you're the senior director.
Exactly.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I feel like I am on a ship, but there's a lot of people helping row. My role at Discovery Education is to support educators with resources that inspire different ways of teaching our students today and also connecting them together. When we launched the Den, so that's kind of our learning community, we launched the Den 15 years ago. Our mission was to connect educators with their most valuable resource, which is each other. We know that while we can
nicely
provide
said.
Amazing content, the real magic at Discovery Education is in our community, and I'm just proud to be part of that and proud to be part of the journey along with them, and not just what you would call a vendor, but a partner in the experience.
Oh, and by the way, I meant to say this to you. You have a great name, Janita Demme, and you should really move to Hollywood as soon as this virus leaves. Okay.
Well, yep. I will say I'm about
think
60
about that.
Miles from Hollywood. So
think about that.
I do live here in Southern California, so I'm
there
pretty
you go.
Close.
I didn't even know that. Look how close you are.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'm telling you, it's a name that resonates, Janita Demme, and it's a fabulous name, unlike poor Stephen Wakefield, I might add. although I did have a town in Massachusetts named after him. I was responsible
just,
for that.
It's just a workaday name.
Well, it is.
I'll remember that. I got my start with Larry. I'll attribute my success
to you. I'm telling
you,
just put me on the resume. It's unbelievable, Janita Demme.
Okay.
You know, you just said something that struck me, and we're going to say a lot of things today. Talk about what you just said, that you create a learning community of educators is the greatest resource. But the challenge now, everybody's stuck at home. Okay? That community is now apart. Luckily, we have the internet. And could you imagine if this happened in 1978? Okay? Now we have, talk about the power of community, please. Janita.
Well, I will say that I've noticed just how quickly the situation has evolved, that the classroom walls have really been opened up. Now, here at Discovery Education, our community has always been global. So, you know, being bound to a school wasn't the reason for our community or the parameters of our community. So we have places for our educators. We have a Den Friends, a private Facebook group where educators are sharing. But I have noticed that because of how quickly the situation has evolved, classroom roles have really been opened up. Teachers are sharing more ideas and resources than I have ever seen before. I was speaking actually to one of our community members just the other day, and she mentioned that, you know, for years she's, you know, somebody who's really into technology, and for years she's been trying to encourage some of her colleagues to kind of join her in this adventure. And she's really struggled with that in the past, but she said now those teachers are reaching out to her on a daily basis, and she's super excited. So our job over the last 15 years
more than
has
ever.
Been to – help those educators who might have been feeling alone before in providing them resources and support. And now what we're finding is that they're paying it forward and they're passing it along to their other educators at their school sites.
I think it's wonderful. By the way, I want to thank you. It's 6:15 in the morning in L.A. I want to thank you for getting up so early. Thank you. You sound wide awake, and I appreciate that. Okay, everybody appreciates that. How do people join the Discovery Educator Network? Now, you know, professional learning community, professional learning network is important. How do people actually physically, whatever, join?
So that's a great question. So anyone who uses our services, we call them a Discovery Educator. And in our service, in Discovery Education service, we have a channel of content meant to inspire and encourage educators. And so when they join that channel, they become a Den member, a Discovery Educator Den member. And we're able to push out resources, content, and live events to them. I will say that we do have a Facebook group. You know, Discovery Education, of course, has our corporate Facebook page. But we actually had educators from our community start a private Facebook page they call Den Friends. They started this about 10 years ago on their own because they wanted a place to connect and collaborate, to learn, share, and connect. And so that's really the feed that I'm kind of checking in on every day. As a former educator, I just can't imagine the challenges they are facing. But I will say I am so inspired by all the creative solutions they are finding to meet the needs. And you talked a little bit earlier about the diverse learners. I think this is such an interesting and exciting time to be in education, because I feel like it's going to be really scary for a little bit, a little challenging. But in the end, I think our teachers are going to come out ahead. I think our students are going to come out ahead. They're going to learn new ways to learn, and they're learning lifelong skills. This is the infinite game, if you will, as Simon Sinek says. We're preparing our kids for real world, and that means using online tools and resources to inspire curiosity.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You just said so much, okay? And first of all, that's the skill that you're talking about, which we always talk about, okay, in terms of social-emotional learning is resilience, okay? Kids are going to learn resilience as our teachers. Yes, we're facing a tough time right now. Okay, but it will all work out. And I always remind people, again, this is March 18th. We're maybe 4 or 5 days into this. Okay, don't expect miracles overnight. Tap into the resources like at Discovery. Take your time. Okay, this is it's an emergency, but it's not that kind of an emergency. Okay, and just get it right. Take it. And the other thing you said, you know, this is going to be really scary for a little bit. Yeah, it is. It is, but you know what? I'll say it again. Take your time. Relax. It's not an emergency. Everybody's home, and we will settle into this. Okay? I lived in Maine, and I get the Boston Globe every day, and there was an article today lamenting the fact that they couldn't go to a restaurant. And I'm thinking to myself, we're 4 days into this. They're lamenting they can't go to a restaurant. Okay, in a national emergency. Now, so they didn't even bother to mention the poor restaurant workers who are out of work. They're just taking it from a self-centered point of view that, oh, my God, we're going to get my sushi. Hello? Okay?
Yeah.
Let's be realistic
I think
here.
That's really, I think that's really important. I think everybody just first to take a big deep breath and recognize that this is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Thank you.
Every great road trip has detours and bumps along the way, but we need to keep our eyes up and enjoy the views, because honestly, I can say right now, like, there's a lot of talk about crisis, and I'd like to turn that conversation to talk about all the beautiful, inspiring ways that teachers are encouraging and cheering on each other. I want to encourage everybody who's listening out there today, go on social media, leave a post, like a post from an educator, and cheer them on. And we are better together, and I do see educators really combining forces right now, calling on each
Absolutely.
Other, joining groups, expanding their PLN too. So it's interesting, Larry, because when you're in your teaching credential program, you learn a lot about Vygotsky's zone of proximal development, right? Like, this is an expectation that we have for our students, that we understand it in regard to our students, that they have to go a little bit out of their comfort zone to learn and to stretch. But educators are now finding themselves in that zone of proximal development, and that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be.
It is.
And Larry, if I can just...
Wait, I just got to say one thing. I just got to jump on something Janita said, Stephen.
Sure.
And this is, I just like this. This is a crisis, but this is the kind of what you said. You've got to turn the crisis into an opportunity. And we can't do
mm-hmm.
that overnight, but we're going to do it over the next, let's say, month or so. All right? Stephen, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. All I was going to chime in, was to say that for years, our educators in America have been the most flexible, the most optimistic, the most resourceful,
caring
group of individuals, you know, certainly that I can think of. They're gonna make this happen. They're gonna get this
straight. Of course.
You know, I have three kids here at home who are homeschooling somewhere in the background here behind
me. And actually, they all wrote me and said, please keep Dad on the phone for the next 3 months. They just wrote me. I don't even know.
My wife probably signed that note, too.
She did.
But,
it was a family unit.
They're going to make this change. And Janita is, Janita and her team and the individuals she's working with, and there's a whole army of folks behind her are really working hard to create some professional learning opportunities that are going to allow, rather support educators as they make that turn. Janita, can you talk about some of the events and instructional supports you're creating, your team is creating?
Yeah, so absolutely. Our goal has been, is, and will continue to be supporting educators, and right now, I feel like one of our primary responsibilities is to help reduce anxiety during this transition and give them confidence to teach in a new environment. So one way that we're doing that, Larry, is through professional learning support. So we updated our calendar to include a series of live events, including open office, what we're calling Ask Me Anything, AMA, Ask Me Anything. So we have some Ask Me Any open office, ones that are product specific and also ones that are role specific. So if you're a K-2 teacher, you can join us on Monday. If you're a 3-5 teacher,
join us
on, you know, Tuesday. And then you can ask, like, hey, educators, like, let's get together and share how you're using these resources. We also have a large event tonight, 5 ways to use digital content to support virtual learning. And I'm super excited. We're going to make some exciting announcements during that, but our educators are all coming together. Even in the chat window, I encourage you to join, because that chat window will be full of teachers kind of uniting. You can find all of our events at discoveryeducation.com/events. So discoveryeducation.com/events. Even if you're not currently subscribing or you're looking into, like, should we take advantage of this opportunity and get access to these resources, I encourage you to join, because we'll talk about how to use those resources. And the other thing we need to do right now, Larry, we really need to help save teachers time. They are learning a new way of teaching and having to create new types of lessons they've never
had
to create necessarily before. So,
as they are managing their own families.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
Important to note. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Discover Education Experience, what we've unlocked for the nation, already has over 1,000 grab-and-go resources, lesson activities that can be customized and easily assigned. And I have an entire team behind me right now, next to me, rowing in the ship, if you will, that are creating additional resources and series of resources that we're going to be releasing over the next couple of days, including resources for social and emotional learning, like how do we
very key.
Help our students?
Very, very
They're
key.
Anxious.
I'm doing a show on that tomorrow morning, okay, because this is going to affect SEL. Okay, it really and truly is. I mean, that's kind of stupid. It's going to affect the social and emotional well-being of both children and teachers, okay, and educators, I should say. And SEL is part of the way to overcome that. I like what you said. You're trying to reduce anxiety. I'm writing this stuff down as you're saying it because it's really, really important. DiscoveryEducation.com/events is where to go to. People just sign in and listen. Stephen, I want to thank Janita. Let me just go back to Stephen for a second. Stephen, you know this side, okay? And I don't know how to ask this question because there's a lot of stuff that you guys put out there. Is there anything that you would recommend besides the events and all that, the curriculum pieces or whatever, that people should tap into immediately or the things like the best or something like that? I don't know how to ask that question.
Yeah.
But just little guidance for them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would begin by taking advantage of, the professional learning network.
Okay, there you go.
That Discovery Education provides, and other, you know, there are other folks who have professional learning networks. Wherever your professional learning network is, reach out to those folks because, you know, I can
Thanks
speak
for saying
that. From experience with Discovery Education's professional learning network. You know, whatever you're going through, there is some other educator who is going through a similar challenge right now. Connect up with that group, bend to their expertise, tap into their knowledge, and tap into their ability to support you on your own journey. You know, one of the best examples when I very early in my career with Discovery Education, I actually saw in person online an educator from Florida and an educator from, I think it was Washington State, literally two of the furthest farthest parts away in the country, who one was saying, hey, I'm trying to teach science XYZ this way. And the educator in Washington State said, yeah, I know how to do that. You do it this way. And it was on a bulletin board. And I was like, you know, right then and there, it kind of solidified the value of that resource. And right now, we're all in a similar boat. All educators are in a similar boat. Tap in to others' expertise to help you overcome the challenges you're facing.
Hear, hear. Well said, my friend. Okay. And Janita, do you have kids at home? I don't know.
I do. I have an 11-year-old at home. So.
Oh God.
I was a former
girl.
Educator.
Boy or girl?
So
boy or girl?
I have a boy.
David. That's okay. David will be fine. If it's a teenage girl, God help you. It's not.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm very
good
thankful for my son.
Yes. So
absolutely.
You know, I can see the eye rolls of teenage girls. Mom, I want to go out tonight. We can all see the eye rolls coming. We've all been there with our kids and grandkids and ourselves. It's just amazing. Good luck with everything out there. What part of LA are you in? Or Southern California.
I'm in Orange County.
Okay.
So
cool.
North of LA by about 60 miles.
No, you're south of LA.
Yeah.
You said north, didn't you?
Oh, sorry. It's early here, Larry.
I know it is. I know it is. You know, I know it is. Orange County. You got everything else right. You got everything else right at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which way is up or down anymore.
Right, north is up, south is down. You're south of LA in Orange County.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Now I know
it's good to laugh. It's good to laugh.
Believe me, it is. And you guys, the things you're doing are wonderful. Again, everybody, discoverieeducation.com/coronavirus-response. Put this up on the website. /response/ and then discoverieeducation.com/events. And that's very important. Okay. Keep up the good work, Stephen. We'll do more shows over the next few weeks. I promise. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
and we'll have more to share coming up.
Oh, I know. I know. And just, I'm sure you're going, you're both going just nuts with all this as everybody else is. Take your time. Take a deep breath. We will all get it right. Okay?
Okay.
Do you need to go back to bed or so?
Thanks,
go finish that coffee. Okay? Okay?
Stephen won't let me go back to bed.
Stephen's on his fourth Bloody Mary.
We got work
now,
to do, Larry.
Just
don't say things like
buddy,
that.
You know. Yeah.
We got stuff to do.
I got your mobile number here. Dr. Wakefield, I'm going to call you a little bit later. Okay?
That sounds great. I'll look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right.
Janita, thanks a million. Take care of your son.
Thanks,
thank
partner.
You.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, bye. From Discovery Education, that's Janita Demian, who runs their learning communities. And it's my good friend Stephen Wakefield, who's their VP of Public Affairs and all those shows we put together with Discovery and their districts to get that message out. I do with Stephen for years now. Okay, and they're good friends, but more importantly, they're good friends, they're educators. And all this is available. If you go over and listen to the show, I'll tweet it out at EduTalk Radio. Okay, by the way, our website is education-talkradio.org. Okay, and you'll be able to know everything we're doing here. Okay, Twitter is EduTalk Radio, Facebook is EduTalk Radio, and also Larry Jacobs, and LinkedIn is Larry Jacobs. Later today, our new magazine, all about our new issue of the magazine, which is an online journal of accessibility, compliance, and equity at ace-ed.org. We know the magazine issue is great. We are keeping the website as up-to-date as possible with all these changes. Okay, obviously, we can't change the magazine every day, but we can keep the website up-to-date. We're going to get onto that more so than we are even this week, next week. Take a breath, relax, get it right. It'll all work out. Thank you, Discovery Education. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Everybody be safe, stay safe. Enjoy being home. I'm Larry Jacobs.